And so now I work mostly in mixed media, sometimes emphasizing some practices versus others. Right now I'm developing this series of textile maps of walks in woods and urban green spaces. And so this work is very dominantly textile, although it derives from photographic and other images along the way. But I've always been interested in human anatomy and have incorporated figures in my work in one way and another. And I guess the kinds of things that draw me are questions of identity and belonging, usually in my work in some way or another, that I've tended to group under this umbrella theme of home. And so, because that's a lovely interdisciplinary theme, it gives me the chance to move in multiple directions. So it's not just the single trajectory of movement that's important to me in my work. It's the repeated re-encounters with terrain that's familiar. So that I think that I'm more interested in places that are close to me and that are familiar to me or that become known to me through repeated walking. And that idea, it's a tactile encounter of the, you know, the feet touching the earth and following the contours of the place. And it doesn't necessarily need to be exactly the same route, because part of the pleasure are the deviations from what's common into something that's surprising. But I think, you know, there's that question that, you know, you were writing about it as well, is sort of this quality of attunement. And I think attunement to a place as the place itself moves through time and develops and changes and the seasons come and go and shift and buildings change and, you know, the people you see are familiar and age and, you know, move away or whatever it might be. There's a way that, you know, that kind of tactile re-encountering and reconnecting seems to be profoundly what's important to me. And so the maps that I've been working on, you know, as part of that dissertation series, Finding Home, and then part of this current series, Nel Mezzo del Cammin, they are all about repeated walks over an area of space and the various different kinds of pathways and trajectories that then animate that space on multiple different occasions. And so that, you know, sort of makes sense to me that there's a way that the physical engagement, that physical movement, the feeling of my body at work, and although it's not extreme exertion, you do use many parts of your physical structure in walking. And so I think that when you're walking, you can think about things without thinking about them. And so there's that sort of lateral movement of imagination that's possible that I think is really important to creativity. Mm-hmm. And there's also the quality of surprise, you know, so that when you're out in the world, you don't always know what's going to happen. I mean, you may think you know what's going to happen, but it probably won't, or something different can at any time. Mm-hmm. I do think those surprises are important as well. Mm-hmm. I use and I really enjoy walking as a way to somewhat disengage from the world and from my obligations, not from the natural world or the physical world around me, but from the cultural world and the interpersonal world and the world of various obligations I might have, but also the world where people are paying attention to people and have certain, you know, kind of expectations or needs of them. And I think one of the things that really appeals to me is the invisibility of somebody walking a dog, in the sense that Nobody looks twice at somebody walking a dog. Like you say, it's sort of that chore, it's that obvious thing that we understand in this culture. And so it's not in any way considered dubious or dangerous or remarkable. Mm. People and their dogs become invisible because others understand that the dog sort of has to go out type of thing. So just the opportunity to not be, you know, concerned about questions of either public safety or personal presentation or anything to do with any sexual dynamic in the city, you know. And I think, again, that's something that being middle-aged, people, men, aren't interested in middle-aged women walking. I'd say we are an invisible population, which can be very satisfying, you know, just to not be feeling that we're the subject of scrutiny. And so to not be the subject of scrutiny, I think, enables a certain kind of relaxation and return to self and consideration of one's own ideas, at least for me.